Hello, and welcome to our podcast.
This is Get Lit with Jana and Carson.
I'm Carson.
And I'm Jana.
This is episode 21 of the Get Lit pod, and we've got some stuff today.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
We are on TikTok Live as we're recording today's episode.
So hopefully we get some people joining us.
We have one guest, Amy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy!
Okay,
so I guess that means that she's a true fan because or she was doing doom scrolling on her TikTok. Who knows?
No judge.
Either way.
Okay, so first thing we have today is the flower letters update.
Okay, so I got a thing that says read first, and then there's a read last in mine, which is kind of exciting. This is just a letter that just says, like, it's supposed to be from Dwight D. Eisenhower saying, blah, blah, blah. All the things. It was for the soldier.
Show her life.
It's kind of boring. It's just a letter that, like, the president would have sent out saying,
read first.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Then there's a, like, a newspaper, which, now that we know that Hannah does all of the things,
mm-hmm.
like, she literally is writing an entire newspaper.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, this is insane to me. We need to decline that.
It's fine. It'll go away.
And it's all about the invasion of Normandy. Then the last thing we receive is a notice that says Charlie is missing in action. And it's sent to Audrey Rose. So Charlie is missing in action. And that's where we left off. We don't know if something happened to him at D-Day. Or, I mean, was D-Day Normandy the same thing? I don't know. We don't know if something happened or not. It might have. Anyway, that's my update there.
Okay. As per usual, I'm going to be doing a blind opening. My letter, I feel like, came more recently than yours did. Like, mine just came a few days ago.
Which is weird, because I got this, like, a week and a half ago.
So, something must be going on there.
Maybe I can be better.
Well, maybe that is it. For the people on TikTok, here's what we're looking at. And here
you don't want to show your address for all the stalkers? Come on. Come on, Carson, you're no fun.
Okay, so first up, we have a postcard. I love when I get the postcard.
They're so pretty.
This one's blue. Okay, first thing is a letter from Mr. Morgan, or not from, to Mr. Morgan from Morgan May.
Ooh, oh, that's all pretty.
I love all the flowers.
Seriously, the thought and the detail that goes into these is kind of amazing.
Absolutely. And we'll never stop talking about it.
No.
Here is our Ladies Universe magazine. And it's got our articles inside. And so the same thing as your newspaper. She goes and she's...
Sydney joined us. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. She writes a whole other article in addition to the Orchid May one. And what's interesting about this is, I mean, she's not only writing the letters from Orchid May, but she's writing the article as Orchid May. So it's like, there's a lot of writing involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, that's crazy to me.
Next up, looks like we've got a poster. Machu Picchu.
Yes! And he's the one who found it. Megan and I learned that when we went to Machu Picchu.
This is so pretty.
It was like grown over. Who was that guy? Hiram Bingham.
Okay.
And he's the one who, like, he followed, I think, some people or some, like, Incans, like, whatever they showed him. Or he just found the ruins that was, like, overgrown with all the things, right? And then he started digging and they...
Must be visiting Machu Picchu.
They must.
And then on the back, you have a historically accurate photo of Machu Picchu.
Of what it looked like then.
But this is
when it was found.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's the last thing. Hey, that's my flower letter.
Love it.
As we like to always remind you, if you want to check out the flower letters for yourself, go to theflowerletters.com.
Because they're awesome.
They are. All right, we're going to dive into our personal reading recap.
Okay, well, I went first on the other one. You go first on this one.
So since we last recorded on October something, the end of October.
Yes.
I've read seven books.
Dude.
It's been kind of, I feel like, a length of time, hence the seven, but I've also finished a lot. Okay, so the first book that I finished was The Intruder by Freida McFadden. I believe I got this on audio. So I listened to it on audio. I'm pretty sure I gave it 3 or 4 stars. Don't know because my phone's over there and I haven't finished filling out my little book yet.
Wow.
But it was pretty good. I remember liking it, but it wasn't my favorite Frida.
The Intruder, same. It was just meh to me.
Yeah. The next one that I finished was another audiobook. I did The Widow's Husband's Secret Lie by Freida McFadden, which is a satirical thriller novella. And I do remember giving this 5 stars because I just thought it was brilliant.
Yes.
It felt like it was just a dig at all of her haters that
Yes.
are like, this is the way she writes, and it just sounds so stupid. So she took that and ran with it and said, you want to hear a
Really? I'll
stupid thriller?
make fun of my own
This
self.
is,
Yeah.
yeah. So I thought that was just so clever. October, I did, like, it was the month of thrillers for me.
Yeah.
Every book I read was a thriller except for A Court of Thorns and Roses that I happened to finish in October.
Okay.
But I did start it in September. But that's just a moment. Okay. Starting the month of November, I listened to the Wild Robot audiobook.
Love.
This was cute. I gave it 4 stars. It was pretty fast-paced. I remember liking the movie when I saw it, so that's kind of what prompted me to want to listen to the book. And it's very similar to
And
the movie.
there's like three.
There is three. So there's the Wild Robot Protects, and the Wild Robot Escapes,
Okay.
or something like that.
Okay. And they are for sure like a children's.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, children's to like, it's a pretty lengthy book, so I would say even like middle school
Okay.
would enjoy it.
Mid
I
grades.
enjoyed it.
Okay.
I will say the movie is based on at least the first two books.
Yes.
Maybe the
I think I
third.
heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next book that I finished was also an audiobook. It was Divine Rivals. And I really wanted to like this more than I did.
It's funny to me that you, well, it's it never mind. It's fine.
What? No, say it.
It's funny because like to me it was like it was so good and I just loved it. Like Apprentice to the Villain, I just loved.
Yeah.
And you were like, "No, I cannot get into
Yeah, it's
this."
DNF.
And what's funny is Jenny and I must have the similar reading style types. Tastes, whatever, because she read it and she was like, I love this. I cried, blah, 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 right? And so then she immediately went to read this second book, Ruthless Vows, and whatever. And she was the same for Apprentice to the Villain. Oh, that's not gonna work.
She's gonna go take care of that. I mean, I thought Divine Rivals was good. I gave it 3 stars, I'm pretty sure. And it just, I don't know. I think I was kind of bored through most of it, but there were some aspects that I did like about it. Like, I liked the lore with, like, the magical typewriters and the whatever and the whoever. But I think for the most part, I was just bored.
Same.
So
Not I'm kidding, not same, because I loved the book and I thought the magical typewriters was really cool and unique part of the story. I enjoyed it.
yeah, I gave it 3 stars. It was not my favorite, but it wasn't horrible. The next book that I listened to was I'm Glad My Mom Died. This is Jeanette McCurdy's memoir. I give this 5 stars. I love a memoir. I can't even lie. Every memoir that I've read, I have enjoyed.
I have enjoyed most of the ones I have read. Not all, but.
Well, I've only read ones that I know I'll like.
Okay.
I did give this 5 stars. I listened to it on audiobook. And I also love when the author of the memoir narrates it. Because
Yes.
then you just feel like you're literally hearing their story from them.
Yes. Like the Prince Harry one was cool because of that. The Matthew McConaughey was good because of that. Yeah.
And then the next thing I listened to was a little Christmas thriller novella by Freida McFadden called The Gift.
I have not listened to that one yet. Okay.
I would not
recommend it.
It was only like an hour long.
Okay.
But I gave it 2 stars. It was basically just is a retelling of The Gift of the Magi.
Oh, okay, boring, yeah.
And it was like literally there was
we sound so heartless.
There wasn't even like a twist though. Like it literally.
Oh, we have someone else on. Who else is on?
I can't read it. It's too far away.
Wait, something. Hi, this Sydney wrote something, I think.
She liked the lie.
No, but she said something like, this is my mom and some item. You're too far away. We can't reach.
And then the last book that I just finished, I'm not going to talk about right now because we have some things to say before we get there. So that's my reading recap.
Cool. So I think I already talked about these two when we talked last. So I listened to the book Wayward. It has a crow on the front cover by Amelia Hart. Really good. It's kind of like witchy vibes. Well, it is actually the story of witches, like a line of witches. Okay. Really good. I got the latest food group storybook, children's storybook. It's called Humble Pie. So this is written by Jory John. The it's like the cool bean, the couch potato, the sour grape, big cheese, bad seed, whatever. So the latest one was the Humble Pie. Super cute. Loved it. It's probably my favorite so far. I gave it 5 stars. So I have that, like that whole set, and I just, they're fun. I listened to One of Our Own by Lucinda Berry. This was a really fast, short audiobook, like 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And it kept me on my toes. But then there was also bits that, like, I guessed probably partway through who it was that was the person. And so then, yeah. Then I listened to Warrior Princess Assassin. This book. That, of course, I bought the beautiful sprayed edges version.
Probably $80.
No, it's 30-something, I think. And listen, I liked most of the story. I really and truly did. And then the last hour of the audiobook, so the last probably, I don't know.
You listened to the whole thing?
I did end up listening to the whole thing, but I did skip a lot at the end because it became what I don't. I mean, listen, I'm here for spice as much as the next person. But it was spice on a level that, like, I don't love.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be selling that book. Then I did listen to the one that we're going to talk about. Or I didn't listen to it. I read it. And then I'm listening right now to Sirens. I wanted to show this because it's also by Amelia Hart, who wrote Wayward.
Pretty.
Beautiful cover. Loving it so far.
Wait, like, let's look at the edges.
Loving it so far.
What is it, like, about mermaids or what?
It's about sirens. Yeah, mermaids, whatever. You'll find out. There's like a whole, it's that dual timeline. I love a good dual timeline. So oh, like, yeah. Not current day and then back in the day.
Ooh, I love
yeah, that. Anyway.
I also should mention my current reads. I'm still working my way through A Court of Mist and Fury, which is the second ACOTAR book.
Was probably my favorite one.
I've heard that that one is peak. I just had to take a brief pause so I could read our monthly pick, and then I'll get back into it. And then I'm currently listening to Red Queen.
Oh!
And I'm about 30%.
And?
I like it so far.
Yay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. This is where it's going to get very real.
Don't throw shade at me. The spice was... It was 3 days. I'm saying that.
He loves Red Queen. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Okay. We have to apologize. We did a bad thing, and we don't really regret it. But we did a better thing. True. We told you in the last episode, dear listeners, that our monthly pick was going to be Fahrenheit 451. And I got, personally, about 17 pages in and thought, no.
Okay, I did make it to page 50, and I was like, why do I want to read this? No.
Yeah, and then I don't remember what prompted it. I think it's when you purchased
this.
And I was like, maybe we should switch what we're doing to something more along the lines of this. For those of you that are just listening and not on TikTok Live, we are talking about the one and only Alex Astor, the one and only Grimm and Oro book. This is a combined deluxe monstrosity of two novellas, basically about the two men in the love triangle in the Lightlark series.
Yeah, basically.
And we have had a lot to say about Alex Astor.
We have.
And we both have this book, so we decided, why don't we switch things up, read a book that we're actually excited about, and really
so tear it apart. What's interesting is when I was reading it, I felt like the Grimm was bigger because it took longer for me to slog through.
Mm-hmm. It's smaller.
It's shorter. Actually smaller than the Oro
side. It's about 40 pages shorter.
Wow. Okay.
So we're just going to deep dive into our thoughts right now.
So when I was reading Lightlark, I'm going to admit straight up, I was Team Grimm for the first, like, probably half of the book. I was like, they've got chemistry. I am loving this. This is so great, right? I was Team Grimm. Then when she started spending the more time with Oro and they were on their quest and whatever, I was like, you know what? Like, it just feels like a safer relationship for her to be with him. It's less traumatic. It's less chaotic.
It's less obsessive.
It's less obsessive and problematic in all the ways. So then I switched because I was like, no, I really think Oro is better for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then as I'm reading through this and I'm literally slogging through the Grimm side.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't like him for her.
No. I don't either. So here's
he's so problematic.
Here's my beef with this book. I started with the Oro side. And so for those of you that don't know, this is like a flip book. So
Juanita, what?
You read one side, and then when you get to the middle of the book, that side ends, and then you flip it and start from the other side of the book.
Yeah.
Because it's like upside down. So Alex Astor herself, the author, the queen, the problematic queen, if you will, herself.
Sorry, Alex.
Said to start with the Oro side because it's a better read. Do I agree with her? Absolutely. The Oro side was a better read.
Oh. Yep.
The Grimm side was horrible. I didn't like it.
And here's my thing. We didn't get any new.
All of the Oro side was like backstory. New perspectives. Like, stuff. It wasn't just his point of view about stuff we already knew. Like, it was actually, I feel like a lot of the Oro side was him spending time away from Isla.
Yes. Yes.
And so we just got to learn more about him.
Yes.
This was literally, first of all, a retelling of the entirety of Nightbane.
Yep. Basically. Just
from his point of view, there was nothing, no new information besides one little sliver.
One little
sliver. And that was literally the first two chapters.
Yes.
And the rest of it was literally
Alex working up to being able to tell the spicy scene again.
Oh, absolutely. It was his side was all the yearning that she was talking
about. I can't do that on live deal. Never mind. Anyway,
this side was the more interesting side. And I've been Team Oro since day one.
Yeah, it was definitely the better.
And Alex claims that this book is going to make you switch sides. No,
not me.
Hate Grimm even more.
Yeah.
Because all this is in the Grimm side of the book is spicy scenes. It's yearning, it's obsession, and it's unhealthy. The way that Alex Astor is so undeniably Team Grimm is very apparent in this book. The way she wrote.
Yeah.
Like, the Oro side versus the Grimm side, it speaks volumes. Like,
she wants everyone to want Grimm.
Yeah. The entirety
of there's
the
no denying side that, of the so
was literally, like.
Oh, Juanita said that's cool.
It is cool.
It is cool.
I
do want to show the artwork. Yes. This is so pretty. So this is the Oro side.
This is the Grimm side.
Their wedding.
Yeah.
Again.
Also, the fact that the, well, I don't actually remember where the oral side ends up. But the oral side ended, and I feel like it
At
took
the
us.
end of Lightlark. It ends at the part that's the end of
Oh, it
Lightlark.
does?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyways, I
Yeah,
did
they
not.
just find out about Aurora and blah, blah, blah. That's where
Yeah,
it
yeah.
ends.
No, that's not where it ends.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's fine.
Okay.
Double check
Anyways.
this.
I just think like Alex Astor is like, love triangle. Who's she gonna pick? Who's she gonna end up with? Yet she doesn't write the love triangle equally. It's not an equilateral, if you
No,
will.
it's
It's
not.
isosceles.
She's trying to write enemies to lovers,
Yeah.
Team Grimm, because she wants everyone to want that, and she's leaning more that direction, where I don't feel like Oro and Isla were ever enemies to lovers or whatever. That's why you're saying it's not a true triangle. It's not. If it was, then it would have been for both of them. Equal
Yeah. It's just, I
enemies
mean,
to lovers,
and
but
when you
they're
get
more
down to
friends.
just the love story of it all, Grimm is like obsessed with her.
Yeah, like
And
he
like so
literally is
obsessed with
talking about
her.
that.
Like, I feel like he doesn't even love her. He's just obsessed with her.
He
The idea of her.
wants to possess her.
Yeah.
It said that like several
Where
times
I
throughout
feel like
this.
Oro actually embraces her, and I don't know.
I
You know
agree.
what I mean?
Yep.
So this was very conflicting, but insightful.
Yes.
I will say I was so bored with the Grimm side, and I was also kind of behind on. We decided, so today's Saturday that we're recording this. We decided on
Sunday, last
Sunday,
Sunday.
so 7 days ago, 6.5 days ago, that we were going to read this for our monthly pick in time to record this pod on Saturday. So we had a week to read this entire book, 500 pages ish.
Well, I've been done for 2 days, so
Okay, I haven't had a lot of time, so I
know.
can read. I read the entirety of the Grimm Side this morning, and I was so glad that it was so boring because it made skimming a whole lot easier.
Oh, for sure.
Because I was like, oh, I
Literally
already know all of
no.
this. I
Yeah,
already
yeah.
know all of this. Oh, this is a spicy scene. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
So the Grimm Side was a quick read. Quick read because I hate him. I
I'm
do.
just interested in where it's going to go in Crown Tide.
I'm
Like,
very interested.
I really just want to
Because, I
know.
mean, the end of
Oh, do you not
Sanshi.
like how I put mine
No,
in?
you didn't put it in right. But I did want to show the box as well. It's. I do have to say, this is very, like, high quality. I do love
A lot of thought went into the
Yeah.
artwork for this dual side one.
Yeah.
Yes, not gonna
It's
lie.
very cool. I do wonder if she's gonna publish this in a paperback too,
Yeah.
to match the rest of the
Would be
series.
so great, right?
Anyways, it was a cool concept. I just don't think it was executed super well. I think the Grimm side should have been more similar to the Oro side, where we get Grimm's backstory and
And we
less just
did, but like
forced
maybe a
love.
couple
We got
chapters.
the first two chapters of his backstory. The rest of it was like,
We already knew
yeah,
because they
just
had been
filled with not
talking.
new information.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that the Oro side didn't have
Some
information we already
repeats.
knew, because it
It
did.
did.
But I feel like we learned a lot more about Oro and nothing new about Grimm.
Juanita, okay, Carson, with the math terms. She's talking about the triangle.
Well, yeah. Anyways, I forgot what I was going to say to wrap up that conversation.
It's all good.
But I'm glad that we read it.
I'm glad we read
It
it
was
too.
interesting.
Definitely more interesting
I'm
than.
interested to see where it goes in Crown Tide, because the end of Skyshade, the third book in the Lightlark series,
Yes.
the one published just before this, ended on a cliffhanger where,
Yes.
spoilers, Isla was taken away through a portal to a new land, and Grimm and Oro are left behind, and they're gonna have to figure out how to work together to get her back. And
Yeah.
in her marketing TikToks, Alex Astor has said she has written her biggest plot twist ever in Crown Tide.
Okay,
So
so
something big's gonna happen. And we will see.
Isla chooses neither.
Or both. You just never know.
Okay. Cool.
Crown Tide comes out December 10th, I think.
I don't
It's
know.
coming soon. So you can expect to hear my thoughts on
I
that.
did pre-order this morning her new novel that's coming out in March.
Starside. This is going to be interesting.
Oh, yes.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, which we've talked about multiple times, is the spectrum that is the YA genre. Because there was a lot of F words
in this. Yes.
Which is like.
And the spicy scene was explicit.
More spicy than.
It's not spicy that a 12-year-old should be reading. No. And I guarantee you there's going to be 12-year-olds picking this up.
Because the rest of the series isn't like that.
And also because this is classified as a YA. Yeah. So their parents are going to go, oh, YA, yeah, you can read that.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not.
No. Your 12-year-old shouldn't be reading that. The twist will be Isla is secretly into women. I was going to say that, Sydney, actually. But then I was like, can I say that on a...
We can say whatever we want. It's our pod.
And Juanita loves spicy. We know... This will be so tame then for me.
But she says not for YA. That's
no, not for YA. That's no.
Exactly. This one was like, I mean, compared to the rest of the series, this was more inappropriate.
Yes.
It's not that we can't handle it as adults.
Yeah, like I totally can.
The series leans more YA. This would lean more adult to me. So it's
and,
hard.
And my opinion is also, how is it written? Right? Because it can be written so that it makes you cringe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the spicy that I want to be reading is cringy spicy. I want to be reading like the kind that makes me swoon. Right? Yeah. And I just don't think Alex is good at that.
This is why I feel like this is the epitome of what Starside is going to sound like.
Great.
I feel like it's going to be F word.
I hope not. Oh, because spicy. It's being classified as adult.
Yes. Yeah, it's adult romantic-y, enemies to lovers, love triangle, betrayal, whatever. Okay, that's that. Grim Noro done. So we will not be reading Fahrenheit 451. I doubt any of our readers were going to read it along with us.
Bet you no one did. If you did, gold star for you.
If you can make it through that book, I applaud you because I was bored at page 17.
Yeah, same.
So there's that. Well, we're not done talking about Lightlark. Because our game today, we realized in reading this book that we kind of forget lore because we read so much.
Yeah.
That it's easy to start forgetting.
In and out.
So all the allusions to the past Lightlark books in the Grim and Oro book led us to realize like, oh, who's that character? Wait, what happened? Oh, I don't remember. I do remember that happening. So today for our game, we have Lightlark trivia. So let's go through. I'll ask you the first 10 questions.
Okay.
Or actually, I'll just skip around because they're kind of, it's about all the books.
Okay.
I'll ask you all the odd numbers. You ask me all the even numbers.
Okay, that works.
Okay. So
I'm odd.
What deadly event brings the rulers together every 100 years? A, the Eclipse Games. B, the Centennial. Okay.
Wait. What was the other one?
The Sunfall Trials or the Reckoning?
It was the Centennial.
Yeah, it was. 3. What unique ability does Oro wield? Storm manipulation, sunlight magic, mind reading, or time shifting?
He can make things gold. That's his unique ability.
Well, he has.
Why is that not even on there? Sunlight magic.
He has several unique abilities.
He has sunlight magic.
Sunlight magic and a bit of mind reading because his flair is that he can tell anyone's lying. Anyone's lying. Listen, ChatGPT made this about 5 minutes ago. It's not perfect.
Anyway.
Okay. Which ruler is known for moving through shadows? Azul, Celeste, Grimm, or Poppy?
Grimm.
Who trains Isla in combat early in Lightlark? Azul, Grimm, Oro, or Cleo?
In combat early in Lightlark.
So in the first book.
Well, it's not Cleo because Cleo hates her. It's not Azul because he also doesn't really like her. Grimm or Oro? It's got to be Oro because Grimm was in and out, but Grimm was only there. I wouldn't say he was training her.
No. Not
he was rescuing her.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't actually know the answer off the top of my head. I think that one
is I think you're right.
Okay, now we're on to Nightbane. What shocking revelation does Aiza learn about herself? She's half Sunling, she's actually Nightshade, she's banished from the Centennial, or she is bonded to Oro.
And this is from which book? Nightshade? Nightbane?
Nightbane, yeah.
Probably that she's bonded to Oro.
That's incorrect.
Well, what is it then?
She's actually...
We actually know that she... Did she already know she's Nightshade?
Not till Nightbane.
I thought she learned... Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Nightshade is the second one. Skyshade is the third one.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of the third
one. She's not bonded to Oro. She's bonded
to... Bonded to... Oh, my gosh. Why did I read that wrong?
You just did that.
I know. I read that wrong. In my brain, I was like, yeah. Bonded to Grimm.
Okay.
Listen.
Next up, magical tree is central to Skyshade's plot? The Oracle Oak, the Shade Tree, the Everroot, or the Gloaming Willow?
Is it the Willow?
I think it's the Oracle Oak.
I don't even know.
I'll reveal the answers.
Okay.
Which character's backstory includes a tragic love that shaped their curse? Grimm, Oro, Cleo, or Aisla's mother?
The tragic love that shaped their curse. Oro.
Is it?
Bro, I don't know.
Again, ChatGPT made this. I don't know.
These all feel like trick questions to me. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, Sydney says it's the mom, she thinks.
Oh, because Isla's mom fell in love with a Nightshade.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love them, then
you have to kill them.
You have to kill them.
The shape. Yeah, so maybe it is.
So it is Aisla's mom. You're right, Sydney. I think you're right.
Okay. Next up, which artifact is tied to the downfall of the original Nightshade ruler? The Mirror of Echoes, the Crown of Glass, the Nightstone, or the Orb of Whispers?
I don't... The Orb of Whispers? I don't even know.
It's the Nightstone.
I don't even...
Talked about that in Grimm and Oro. It talks about that in Grimm's side.
I can't believe I know that. You
don't. Okay. Oh, that's it.
Okay, let me ask
you. And then you, at the end, we do have like a lightning round at the end.
Okay.
And then we'll reveal all the answers at the end because it has them on my
computer. Okay. What is Aisla Crown's biggest secret in Lightlark? A, she's immortal. B, she has no real wildling powers. C, she can control fire. D, she's the true heir of Skyshade. This one was easy.
Yeah, she has no real wildling
powers. If all of yours end up being easy,
but your first one was what deadly event brings them together, the Centennial. You didn't even let me read multiple choice before you answered that.
I know.
They get harder.
Okay. Which realm's curse kills its people if they fall in love?
Wildling.
Okay.
Easy.
What item is believed to break all curses? A, the Heartstone. B, the Starblade. C, the Bondbreaker. D, the Suncrest.
The Bondbreaker.
And it was A?
A giant sewing
needle. Yeah. That I imagined as B.
I thought it was this big. And then it's like, she slipped it in her pocket.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
Right. All about descriptive writing there, Alex Astor. Anyway, in Nightbane, what becomes Aisla's main motivation after learning her true heritage? A, claiming Lightlark's throne. B, restoring Skyshade. C, reclaiming her power and protecting her people. Or D, destroying Grimm.
I need to read those because I kind of forgot what you said. I think it's reclaiming her power and
protecting. I think it's C also.
Because she's very scared about killing people with her Nightshade powers.
Okay. What major event destabilizes Lightlark at the end of Nightbane? A, a massive storm. B, the loss of the island's magical core. C, a curse reversal. And D, a Nightshade invasion.
Nightshade invasion.
I don't know that happening. Okay.
Because the whole thing of Nightbane was leading up to this war that Grimm was causing. And then at the end, the war starts, and he's basically like, Aisla, you know we're married, and you're bound to me. And then he takes her away.
Right.
That's how it ends.
He whisks her away.
Because I remember the whole thing was about this war. The whole book was in anticipation for this war. And then the book ended and the war didn't even happen.
That's right. Okay. That's right. What power does Isla struggle to control in Skyshade? A, shadow magic. B, healing magic. C, lightning magic. D, dream magic.
Shadow magic.
I thought it was D.
Dream magic.
Remember she was having all those weird dreams? And the one dude, Remlar or whatever, was helping her figure stuff out?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know. I'll have to turn to the answer key.
What realm does Isla travel to in Skyshade that operates under reversed magic rules? A, Dawnfall. B, Skyshade. C, Nightrise. D, Verdant Vale.
Skyshade.
Okay. But why does Verdant Vale sound familiar?
I was thinking that as well.
Okay. Right. Interesting.
Is that it?
No, it shouldn't be it.
There's only 16.
Oh, because that one page didn't print because my computer wigged out. You're right.
Okay, let's reveal the answers, then we can do the lightning round.
Okay.
Okay. Answers to what we just read. The Centennial. She has no real wildling powers. Sunlight magic for Oro. Wildling, they kill people they fall in love with.
Yep.
Number five, which ruler is known for moving through shadows? Grimm.
Grimm.
The Bondbreaker. Number seven.
Who was the Trappist?
Grimm.
Grimm.
Dang.
I don't remember them.
I don't remember that either.
Training. I remember. Okay, anyway.
Maybe he did, though.
Maybe he did.
Between
all the other.
Number eight. Reclaiming her power and protecting her people. She's actually Nightshade. 10, the loss of the island's magical core.
I don't remember that part.
No, it's a Nightshade invasion. Okay. ChatGPT got that one wrong.
Okay.
The Shade Tree.
Okay.
The magical tree central to Skyshade Spot. I thought it was the Oracle Oak, or maybe there's not even a tree. Again, ChatGPT.
Okay.
Made this.
What's the next one?
Shadow Magic.
Okay.
Oro, 13, which character's backstory? A tragic love that shaped their curse.
It was Oro. I was right then.
Yeah, you are. 14, what realm does...
That hurt when you had to admit that. That's such a big pause. Welcome.
I just don't know if that's the right answer.
It's fine. Admit it can be.
What realm does Isla travel to? Skyshade, yes. What artifact is tied to the downfall of the original Nightshade ruler? The Mirror of Echoes.
I thought it was a mirror. I was like...
I thought it was...
But then I remember her with the thing, and so I was like, maybe it's the Orb of Whispers.
Again.
Oh, okay.
If you're listening and you're a Lightlark expert...
And then we... This might be. Those are the answers to ones we don't actually have. Cool.
I can actually pull them up right here, though. Oh. 17. Who orchestrated many of the original curses? The Sunling Council, the First Wildling Queen, the original Nightshade ruler, or the Starling Ancestors... The Starling Ancestors, technically, because it was Aurora that did it, right?
I thought it was the original Nightshade ruler, Cronan.
The original curses? The curses weren't around when Cronan was around.
Oh, okay.
What is Oro's true role in Lightlark's survival? Protector of the wildling magic, keeper of the Shadowgate, anchor that keeps the island alive, or guardian of the Centennial? He's the anchor that keeps the island alive.
Yeah.
19. What vow does Grimm make in his novella? To destroy the Centennial, to protect Isla at any cost, to reclaim his throne, or to avenge the Nightshade Realm?
Well, he's going to protect Isla at any cost.
Annoyingly.
But he also, low-key, wants to do other things, anyway.
Which ruler's origins are expanded most deeply in the Grimm and Oro book? That would be Oro.
Oro.
Which we already talked about.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT agrees. Okay, let's do the lightning round.
Okay.
Oh. This time you ask me the odd numbers. No, let's see the numbers.
Name Isla's realm.
Wildling.
Who rules the Sunlings?
Oro.
What island does the story take place on?
Lightlark.
Which realm is cursed by love?
Wildling.
Who trains Isla?
Grim. Well, a lot of people.
Technically,
Remlar.
Hera and Poppy and Remlar and
that's
technically.
True.
But yeah.
Come on, ChatGPT.
What power does Oro wield?
Well, he can turn things to gold. He can tell if people are lying, and then he has like some magic. He also has the magic of all the realms, doesn't he? Because he's the king.
Yes. I think he does.
Anyway.
What tree appears in Skyshade?
These are the same questions.
Yep. Which ruler is tied to a tragic love story? Who created many of the curses? Who moves through shadows?
Grim.
Okay, cool. Now you ask me, and let's see if I can get any.
Let's see. The same questions.
Please, can I have some repeats?
What's the name of the deadly tournament?
The Centennial.
What magic does Grim use?
Shadow magic.
Okay, here's a question I came up with. What's Grim's flair?
It's that he can sense emotions.
And what's his other one? Are they both flares? He can sense emotions.
He can portal.
Yeah, he can portal. That's what I was looking for. What does Isla hide about her powers?
She hides that she doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Which, spoiler, she actually does.
She has multiple powers. Mm-hmm. And at the end of Lightlark, she has lots of powers. Doesn't she? I think she has powers from her realm. Name the Shadow Realm.
Nightbane? Nightshade?
Nightshade. What magical item can break curses?
The Bondbreaker Needle.
And what does it look like?
It's a giant. It's not it's a giant. It's not a giant sewing needle. It's probably like this. Like maybe 3 or 4 inches.
Name the realm Isla discovers she belongs to.
Nightshade.
Mm-hmm. What type of magic does Isla lose control of?
I don't know. She loses control of shadow magic?
Yeah. Because remember, she like...
I don't remember. That's why I'm saying.
She has an emotional breakdown and kills a bunch of people. And then that... Oh. The entirety of Skyshade, she's being dramatic about that.
She's scarred herself for
life. What collapses at the end of Nightbane?
The scar?
I think it's the scar. But the then I was also like, is it the place of mirrors?
Oh, it's probably that too. I don't know. Was that in Lightlark that collapsed?
No.
Okay, you're right.
I don't remember, actually. Who anchors Lightlark's magic?
Oro does.
Yep. And who is the protagonist of the Grimm novella?
Okay, so protagonist. Remind me what protagonist
the
means.
Main character.
Oh, it's Grimm.
That was stupid.
Thanks,
ChatGPT. Let's get the answers just in case. Wildling, the Centennial, Oro, Shadow Magic, Lightlark, no Wildling powers, Wildling, Nightshade, Grim, Bondbreaker, Sunlight.
This is making no sense. Shade Tree, just listening.
The Shade Tree, I don't think that's accurate at all.
I don't remember
anything about the Shade Tree. So I think that's something ChatGPT has created. Shadow Magic, Oro.
It's just so insignificant when we were reading it that we were like, what?
The original Nightshade Ruler, Oro, Grim, and Grim. Okay. Whatever. Okay, that's our game. Sorry that it was so lame, ChatGPT.
No, that's fine.
Okay, well, that's all we have for today's episode, truly.
So I want to tell a little bit about what we're going to do in December, though.
Okay.
So Carson and I were at BNN, as we do. And we were like, what should we read for December? Right. And he was like, I want to read like a Christmassy holiday storybook. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. So we're looking around. Well, they're all like Hallmarky, cutesy, romancy books that we could find. Yeah. That were the holiday themed ones. And I'm down for this. Carson was like, I don't want one that's like romancy. So he picked one and I was like, well, I don't want to read that one. So then I picked my own that I'm going to read. So I'm only showing mine, but Carson didn't bring his and that's fine. We're actually reading two different books. We will put on the Instagram the titles
Well,
of
we
the
can talk about
books,
it in the next episode as
and
well,
we'll talk about it
because
again because
we have an
it's
episode for
agree for
November.
November. Just a heads up though, you can choose to read one or the other or both. And
It's
that
going
should be
to be
fun to get you
the
in.
Battle of the Christmas Rom-Coms. Now, I have a question for you because the one that I technically did purchase on the day,
Yes.
am I
Bound to
bound to
that?
that? Because I
Yes.
do have actually several more that I've purchased.
Yes, you're bound to that
Okay.
because you were trying to tell me
Listen.
later in texting to me that you were like, this is the something you read somebody's, you watched a TikTok, I don't
I
know,
saw
and
the
it's the
TikTok of the
best book
author.
ever.
No, I did not say that. But my only
Yes, you did.
caveat is that the book I picked is like twice this size.
I can't help if you can't choose a book correctly.
Okay. I didn't even listen. I could barely get through this much romance, let alone.
Sydney loves Christmas and romance and comedy and hallmarks.
Well,
We know.
read along with us
You
and
can
you'll
read
be fine.
this.
So am I bound to the one that I picked, or can I pick one of the other ones that I bought? I do have other Christmas rom-coms.
Fine.
I would just like to read one that's
Once you
shorter,
commit,
if
though,
you
you
don't
have
mind.
to commit.
Okay, I will go through all the Christmas books that I've purchased in the last month, which, believe you me, is a lot. And I will pick one. And when I tell you what it is, I can't change my mind.
Correct.
The book that I'm reading will be revealed on the next episode. You're welcome.
Hey, all right, well, we gotta go because this computer is dying.
Whoops. All right. Well, this has been episode 21 of the Get Lit Pod. We'd like to remind you to get lit, whatever that means to you. However, what do we prefer, Jenna?
We prefer that you get lit with literature.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us on our TikTok Live. We'll probably
We'll
do this
keep it
again.
going. We'll keep it
We'll
going
keep
while
it
we
going.
do
You can
this.
ask us questions after. We'll just be done recording. So, thanks, listeners.
Bye.
Cheers.